With thousands feared drowned in what could be America's deadliest natural disaster in a century, New Orleans leaders all but surrendered the streets to floodwaters and lawlessness August 28th. Asked how many died, Mayor Ray Nagin said, "Minimum hundreds, most likely thousands." The estimate came as desperation deepened in the city, with gunfire crackling sporadically and looters roaming the streets and ransacking shops. If the mayor's death toll estimate holds true, it would make Katrina the nation's deadliest hurricane since 1900, when a storm in Galveston, Texas, killed between 6,000 and 12,000 people. Floodwater streamed into the city's streets from two levee breaks near Lake Pontchartrain a day after New Orleans thought it had escaped damage from Katrina. The floodwaters covered 80% of the city, in some areas 20 feet deep, in a reddish-brown soup of sewage, gasoline, and garbage.